Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's quite a beautiful time to enter into Holy Week. It's quite a beautiful time to enter with songs and praise, right, palm trees. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We see Jesus today enter into Jerusalem. People are ecstatic, excited. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna meaning save us, Lord. Save me. Save me from the darkness. Save me from sin. Save me from whatever it is that ails me. Save me from my suffering. Save me. Hosanna to the Son of David. Today they praise Jesus. And as we praise Jesus during this Holy Week, we're walking forward into this journey. We're nearing the end of our journey of Lent. We can see the resurrection in the background. We can see Easter in the foreground. And we're walking towards it. Don't forget what happens during Holy Week. What I want us to understand is this. That the closer we get to Easter, the closer we get to Holy Week, I want it to truly be a week that is set apart. Holy comes from a Hebrew word, meaning to set apart, to be distinct, to be different from the rest. And this Holy Week needs to be truly different from the rest. It really needs to be focused on something more than what we've been focusing on entire lives. This week is set apart for something very special. That we're not only going to be meditating, we're not only going to be focused on those things of life that are temporary, whatever those things might be, whatever those things in life, but now we're focusing on the eternal things. We're focusing on what Jesus has promised for us. We're focusing on those things that last forever. We are focusing on Him. We are focusing on Him. My brothers and sisters, as we focus on Him, as we focus on this Holy Week, I want us to very simply enter into the very depths of Jesus' life. Enter into this week. Don't be afraid to really put your life there now with Jesus. Jesus wants to enter into your life. He wants you to imagine to be a part of the story. He wants you to be imagined to be part of the story as you walk with Him, because most importantly, the story of Holy Week is the story of us, the story of our lives. That's what He's trying to get at. That what He goes through during these next few days, some of the most painful moments of His life, some of the most beautiful moments of His life, or what it is exactly that we need in order to have eternal life. This is what He does for us. And now Jesus gives us the grace of entering into it with Him. How beautiful is that? That in the most beautiful of moments, that we get to enter into the very life of Jesus Christ. That today is Palm Sunday. He enters into the world, He enters into Jerusalem very humbly on a donkey, not on this war horse, not on this great majestic horse that kings usually do. He's going to make a kingdom, but that kingdom is not going to be one of force. That kingdom is not going to be one of power of whatever it might be, but it's going to be one of humility. It's going to be one of love, not of force, but of love. And that is how He enters into our hearts. How many of us, when it is that we see these songs of Hosanna, right? We see these songs of Palm Sunday, how happy it is that we become. But as we go through Holy Week, remember that the same crowd that welcomes Jesus into Jerusalem is the same crowd that on Good Friday is calling for His crucifixion, is calling for Him to die, is calling for Him to be sent to death. That's Holy Week. That's what it means to enter into the very life of Jesus. Now, yes, today we enter now with songs of praise. We allow Him, Hosanna to the Son of David. Come, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, there's nothing more that I want than for You to save me. And then come Thursday, and we enter into the Last Supper. We see Him wash the feet of the disciples, many of the disciples of which are going to really abandon Him in His time of need. We see Him wash their feet. God Himself stooping down to wash the feet of His disciples, to wash our feet. Then He gives us Himself in the Eucharist. Each and every time we consume the Eucharist, we know that God is outside of time. And because God is outside of time, we're able to enter into the mystery of Holy Week, because what happened 2,000 years ago still happens today, that Jesus Christ rises from the dead, Jesus Christ dies. And we can enter into that mystery because at every moment is that happening. Every moment that we celebrate Mass, does He die again? And do we receive Him once more? Beautiful. Now on Holy Thursday, we go, we worship Him. We receive Him in the Eucharist. He gives us that very gift. Afterwards, He allows us to go with Him into the Garden of Gethsemane, where He takes the sins of the world upon Him. And once again, His disciples fall asleep. And He tells them those famous words, "Can you not stay with Me for just an hour?" Then we see Him being betrayed. We see Him being sold for 30 pieces of silver for nothing. We see Him being sold by our sins. We see Him being sold by whatever it is that distracts life. We see Him being sold for those things of the world, for momentary pleasures. On Good Friday, we see Him go to His death. We carry our cross with Jesus. He allows us to walk with Him as we carry our cross, reminiscent of the way in which when we go through life, we're going to have those sufferings. Yes, yes, we're going to have those sufferings. Those sufferings exist. Those illnesses, death, sorrow, suffering, you name it, those things, anxieties, darkness, these things constantly overcome us and begin to choke us. Jesus gives us the grace to be able to walk with Him. To walk with Him to Good Friday. To walk with Him to the cross. To walk with Him to Calvary. To keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. To keep our eyes fixed upon Him. That's the goal. Easter Saturday, the morning, we wake up in the darkness of the tomb. We're waiting for the stone to be rolled. Jesus allows us to sit with Him in the darkness until it is that light begins to break, until it is the stone is rolled away, until it is that we're able to walk out with Him into the newness of life. Jesus, this week, is going to give you the grace of being able to stay. Lord Jesus, this will be a different Holy Week. I'm going to stand with You. Give me the grace to be able to stand with You so that I might be able to enter into this Holy Week with a new grace. He allows us, my brothers and sisters, the great benefit of being able to walk with Him each and every day. That's what I want us to realize during this Holy Week. That we truly enter into the mystery of it. We truly enter into the beauty of Jesus. To what it is that He's offering. He offers us life and life eternal. This is the week that is set apart to focus on those things. To focus on Him. Ever more intent. Don't worry about your job. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about these things of the world. Don't worry about these things, whatever it might be, whether you're a parent, whether you're a student, whether you're a spouse, whether you're a single, whatever might come, this is not the week to worry about it. Not at all. This week is very important in the life of a Christian. This is the very week when I tell Jesus in my own prayer, "This is where I stand with You. I will not abandon You." So often, Lord Jesus, have I abandoned You because of my sin. So often have I sold You for just a few pieces of silver. How often have I left You alone, Lord Jesus? This won't be the week, because I realize that every time I leave You alone, You never leave my side. You're always there. You're by me. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Week is the story of all of us, of our lives. You're going to go through tribulations in life. You're going to have these problems in life. You're going to face some difficult things ahead in your life. Our life is not without the cross. I promise you, the more you find out who Jesus is in your life, the more you find out and the more you go to Him and the more you discover in the depths of your heart how it is that you can suffer with Jesus, and then it is that you can rise with Him after this Easter when you stick with Him each and every day and you are following the gospel, and when it is that you place yourself in these stories, and that when you place yourself in these stories, you place yourself at the Last Supper, at Good Friday, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when you place yourself there in the tomb with Jesus and you're praying ever more intently, "How do I roll this stone from my heart? What is it that I need to roll? What is it that I need to roll out of my life? What is blocking my vision of You, Lord Jesus?" It's there and then that we are able to find out all the mysteries of life. It's more simple than we make it. But the world wants to fill us with anxieties, with temporary distractions. This is the week to cast those to the side. Find out who Jesus is in your life. Stand by Him. Stand by Him as He has always stood by you. Lord Jesus, give me the strength to stand by You in the most difficult moments of your life, so that when it is that You die, I will go along and die with You. Because when You rise, I know that You will take me with You. I know that I will rise with you as well into a new life, into eternal life, into a life that is without suffering, into a life in which there is bliss, into a life in which there is so much happiness, more than I can ever imagine, because I have a relationship with you, my Lord and my God. Amen.